When I first became a leader, I thought that my role was to have all the answers and be the tiebreaker when the team couldn't make a decision. It wasn't until I learned how to be a leader as coach did I truly learn what it meant to lead. Today, I'm going to share with you 5 misconceptions about being a leader as coach. And this comes from the book Leader as Coach from Daniel Peterson and Mary D. Hicks, both of whom are PhDs. So they have that going for them. Misconception number 1, coaching takes a lot of time. Yes, it does. Well, I guess that isn't a misconception then, is it? It does take time in the short run, but in the long run, it saves time. How much time a day do you spend answering other people's questions? How about answering emails? Sending emails? Let's say that it's at least 2 hours a day, just to be conservative. If you are like most people, it feels good to be needed. It feels good to answer those questions. If it doesn't feel good to be needed, then I think you have some other issues. Coaching is not about answering other people's questions. Coaching is about helping people develop their own capabilities, answer their own questions. Coaching builds team capacity. Imagine if you had a team full of highly developed performers. Chances are you would be spending those 2 hours on coaching and leading as opposed to answering questions that other people should know the answer to already. Misconception number 2. Coaching is about fixing problem behaviors. Yes, it is. Again, not quite a misconception, but coaching is about so much more. It's true. We need to coach people who are not performing. We need to help them figure out why and get them on the right track. But what about your top performers? If we ignore our top performers or simply keep leaning more and more on them, then they're going to become disengaged and even quit. The question for coaches when it comes to top performers is, how can you coach them so that they can become even greater versions of who they are and become even more effective? You will get a lot of bang for the coaching buck when you help people utilize their strengths to the full potential. Misconception number 3, coaching means giving feedback and advice. If I told you, you know, you shouldn't eat that, or you should run every morning like my friend Pete does, how does that land on you? Probably not very well. Nobody likes to be told what to do, especially when that other person is right. Coaching is about asking questions so people can learn something new about themselves and identify their most important action steps. It's far more powerful than giving some advice. Advice is easy. Getting insight through questioning is not. Misconception number 4. Coaching is the same as mentoring. Well, coaching would be called mentoring if it were the same, wouldn't it? Well, mentors tend to share their experiences, their network. They leverage the organization to help the person in their careers. Coaches don't need to have all those experiences in the same industry, roles, or organizations that a mentor does. Coaches should be experts at coaching, however. My friend Greg Thompson and president of Blue Point Leadership Development says, I'm not a surgeon, but I can coach surgeons. I cannot, however, mentor them because I haven't been a surgeon. Misconception number 5, coaching is just a fad. Leaders play many different roles. They set goals. They delegate. They give advice, give feedback. They do performance reviews. They communicate, communicate, and communicate. According to Deloitte, more than any other leadership tool in the leader's toolkit, coaching has the greatest impact on employee engagement and employee productivity. Why? Because coaching is about helping people find their way to becoming the person or the employee they are capable of becoming. Harvard asked hundreds of retired CEOs what they are most proud of about their career. The most common answer given was developing the people who reported to them. It wasn't taking the stock from 10 to 1,000 or creating amazing products or amazing clients. It was that they developed amazing leaders in the organization. That was their legacy. So, you might be thinking, how do I become a leader coach? How do I help others become a leader coach? At Mendoza & O'Brien, we offer virtual and in-person workshops on becoming a leader coach. And through my experience, I've discovered that coaching is not one of those things that you can learn by reading a book although I suggest you read a coaching book. But coaching is learned by taking training, practicing coaching, and getting feedback. And we do all three of those in our Leader as Coach workshop. So please reach out to me if you are interested in bringing one of our workshops to your organizations. And for more information and a description of our workshops, go to www.mendozaandobrien.com.